It's Friday, time now for Northwest weather with Cliff Mass and KPLU's Bellamy Paleport.
Beware of the blob, it creeps and leaps and slides across the floor, right through the door and all around the wall. A splotch, a blotch, be careful of the blob.
Well, there's been a lot of talk and headlines lately about the blob, that patch of warm water in the eastern Pacific. Today on The Weather with Cliff Mass, how is it affecting our fish? And has spring already sprung? Before we get into all of that, Cliff, I hear the weekend forecast is for warm and wet weather. Is that correct?
Well, partially. We're going to be a little bit wet later today. A weak front is approaching. I can see on the radar right now a band that's about 100 miles offshore. It'll get here sometime after 4 o'clock, and it'll be raining at dinner time. But most of today will be decent. There's sun out right now. The front will go through our region tonight. And by Saturday morning, there'll be a few residual showers over Puget Sound. That'll end certainly by 10 or 11. Maybe a few snow showers in the mountains, but those will end around lunchtime, maybe 1 o'clock. And so Saturday's going to be a pretty decent day, highs in the lower 50s here in the lowlands. Then on Sunday, another front, a stronger front approaches. And it'll be raining most of the day, a little heavier precipitation. Freezing level comes up, so I'm afraid there could be some rain in the passes, unfortunately. And then next week, we have just a series of systems coming through. So it's going to be a relatively wet week. Not raining continuously, but a number of storms coming through.
Good for our parks and gardens, I suppose, but it seems kind of early. Isn't spring supposed to start in March?
Well, the first thing I want to say is that spring has started. Meteorological spring really starts the third week of February around here. I always say February 25th, that's the start of spring in Seattle. And it's really not that wrong. After February 25th, after the third week of February, the chances of getting big storms really declines. The chance of getting major floods, snowstorms, windstorms, all goes down very, very rapidly. So we have this long spring period from, you know, mid to end of February all the way into July. Summer starts here July 13th, as I like to say. So we have 4.5 months, basically, of spring. And looking outside, I mean, you got to say it's spring. The flowers are coming up. The temperatures are much warmer. The grass is growing. You know, spring is here.
Yeah. And so what about the effect of that weather pattern on the blob of warm water? I hear, fish are not coming back in the numbers that a lot of people hope for.
Well, this week there's been several stories in the media about the fish not coming back because of warm water, that the stocks are way down. And, you know, the last few years we've had this very strong blob, this area of 5 to 8 degrees above normal water over the eastern Pacific, broad area. That has actually weakened out substantially because the high pressure that caused that blob of warm water has weakened. But along the coast, for several hundred miles, there is still very warm water. And that's probably from a different origin. That's from the strong El Nino that we have right now. Starting last spring, the sea surface temperatures in the tropical Pacific became very, very warm. And we went into what is one of the great El Niños of the century, one of the top three. And one of the connections of El Nino with our region is to cause the water from British Columbia down to California to be warmer than normal for several hundred miles offshore. And that's probably going to affect the fish as well.
Interesting. And remind us, if you could, what's the connection between the ridge of high pressure, El Nino, and the blob?
Well, in fact, the reason the ridge that created the blob has disappeared is probably due to El Nino. El Nino probably killed that ridge because the circulation that is associated with El Nino in the mid-latitudes is an area of low pressure or a trough offshore from us in the eastern Pacific, and that is in fact formed. So El Nino has killed the blob, has destroyed the warm water offshore, but has produced, you know, fairly warm water near shore this winter.
Thanks, Cliff.
Sure, Bellamy.
Oh, and before we go, there's an event next weekend that you wanted to talk about. You'll be attending, and it's a weather workshop open to everyone, right?
Well, next weekend, on Friday and Saturday, is the Northwest Weather Workshop, the big local meeting for weather enthusiasts, and everybody's invited. So if you're interested in going to it, you can just search on Northwest Weather Workshop on Google, and you'll find it right away. And people can register and go to the meeting, and it's Friday afternoon and Saturday during the day.
So that's March 4th and 5th. Professor Cliff Mass teaches atmospheric sciences at the University of Washington. You can subscribe to podcasts of our weekly conversations at our website, kplu.org. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.